This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I love yous are exchanged.
I'm in love with you, Rachel.
I have been falling in love with you.
And f yous are as well.
When I leave, Kevin can't be able to find me. Yeah! I need to be gone for good.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, August 22nd. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After years of swirling rumors about who almost beat out Miley Cyrus for the role of Hannah Montana, the original casting director is setting the record straight once and for all. In response to a TikTok claiming that singer Belinda, known for her performance in The Cheetah Girls 2, nearly landed the part, casting director Lisa London says that while Belinda is great, she wasn't in the top three. London shared a piece of paper noting the names of the actresses who appeared at the final network screen test. Those names: Miley Cyrus, Gossip Girl star Taylor Momsen, and Daniela Monáe, who appeared on Nickelodeon's Zoe 101 and Victorious. Court could be in session again for Ally McBeal. EW has learned that a sequel to the hit 90s legal dramedy is in the early stages of development at ABC. According to Deadline Hollywood, which first reported the news, the sequel will not focus on the original series title character, famously played by Calista Flockhart, but instead will follow a young black woman who joins Cage and Fish, or whatever its newly revamped equivalent might be, fresh out of law school. The character is believed to be the daughter of Ally's DA roommate Renee Raddick, played on the original series by Lisa Nicole Carson, per Deadline. Karen Gist, whose credits include Grey's Anatomy and Mixed-ish, is writing and executive producing. Ferris Bueller isn't the only one taking a day off. A spinoff of John Hughes' beloved 1986 comedy Ferris Bueller's Day Off, titled Sam and Victor's Day Off, is in the works at Paramount. The film, which hails from Cobra Kai creators John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg, and Josh Heald, follows the same-day adventure of the titular valets who took Cameron's dad's Ferrari on a joyride in the 1986 film. The valets, who didn't have names in the original film, were played by Richard Edson and the late Larry Flash Jenkins, who died in 2019. Yellow Jacket Season 2 is heating up a major ice storm reunion between Elijah Wood and Christina Ricci. Showtime announced Friday that the Lord of the Rings actor will join the upcoming second season in a guest role as a man named Walter, whose arc will intertwine with Misty in significant ways. Little concrete details are known about Wood's character, other than a brief network synopsis that promises he is, quote, a dedicated citizen detective who will challenge Misty in ways she won't see coming. Wood and Ricci first starred together in Ang Lee's 1997 drama, The Ice Storm, which earned glowing critical reviews atop amassing a cult fan base since its original release. Production on Yellow Jacket Season 2 is expected to begin later this month in Vancouver. A premiere date has yet to be announced. Dan Levy is moving from Schitt's Creek to the Ivy League in Sex Education Season 4. Netflix announced Levy's casting on Friday, confirming that he'll play Thomas Malloy, a famous author and elite United States course tutor for Maeve at her esteemed school. The series marks the Canadian star's first major scripted TV role since Schitt's Creek, the beloved sitcom that won him 4 Emmys and ended in 2020. Season 4 of Sex Education is currently filming in Wales and is expected to continue production into 2023. And Yoan John King, who starred as an extra on the star's historical drama Spartacus before being promoted to recurring fan favorite Gladiator Roscos, died August 15th from cancer. He was 49. King made his TV debut in Spartacus, which ran for 3 seasons between 2010 and 2013, and he reprised his role as Roscos in the 2011 miniseries Spartacus, Gods of the Arena. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Get ready for one last adventure, at least for now. Our number three pick is the season finale of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Everyone's favorite adventure survivalist has taken the likes of Natalie Portman, Simu Liu, and Ashton Kutcher all over the world, from the jungles of Costa Rica to the Canadian Rockies. And tonight is a special two-episode season finale, starting off with Anthony Anderson in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and then Rob Riggle in the Great Basin Desert. Here is a clip from Anthony's episode where Bear challenges him to jump out of a helicopter. No thank you.
Relax, breathe, and enjoy it. You got this.
Because this is Anthony's first ever jump, he'll be going tandem with one of our team, and I'll be jumping solo. We're going for accuracy on this jump, to avoid crashing into these peaks, and to get as close as possible to our bags. I hope Anthony's ready. If our timing is off, or we drift off course, we could all too easily crash into the mountains.
There is nothing like jumping out of a helicopter. Nothing like it. If this is how our adventure is going to start. Okay, baby.
No way. Well, Rob Riggle, by the way, he is pretty much a Running Wild pro at this point. He was already featured on a season 5 episode where Bear took him ice climbing in Iceland. Watch the two-part season finale of Running Wild with Bear Grylls tonight at 9 and 10 on National Geographic. How is it already time for hometown dates on The Bachelorette? Seems like just yesterday, Gabby and Rachel had the men divide into two teams, and yet this week they'll be meeting the families of the final four, or in Gabby's case, the final three. Here's a quick preview.
I'm so excited to meet families and deepen our connections.
I'm happy you're here.
Me too. It really feels like a taste of the future. This is the best day ever.
I'm in love with you, Rachel.
I have been falling in love with you.
I feel so happy.
But as we all know, Rose lovers, hometown dates can go from happy to horrible with just one conversation.
When you know, you know.
We're going to have a talk.
You're living like a fairy tale right now.
I mean, you're saying all the right things, but I want to see him fall for the right person.
I don't know how I made it out of that house alive. I almost cried.
I feel bad not saying all this to you earlier.
I care about him so much, and then I hear that. I feel like my heart is breaking.
And we kind of feel like our eyes are playing tricks on us, but yes, that is indeed Putty from Seinfeld, also known as Patrick Warburton, who turns up on Zach's hometown date.
I just feel sorry for those other fellas.
Do any of the other contestants have famous uncles? Tune in to The Bachelorette tonight at 8 on ABC to find out. It's trivia time. The Bachelorette can be a great way to find love, sure, or it can be an emotional roller coaster televised for all of America to see. For bachelorettes who have experienced the latter, they maybe surely would have loved a redo and the chance to have another go at finding love, right? Well, one of them almost did get that chance. Which former bachelorette almost got a second season after she didn't find love the first time around? Jen Schaeft, Hannah Brown, or Katie Thurston? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth
can't miss interviews. Follow The Long Road to the Emmys with the Awardist Podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, the iconic cheerleading film Bring It On was released in theaters 22 years ago on August 22nd, 2000. The rivalry between Torrance, played by Kirsten Dunst, and Gabrielle Union's Isis remains one of the best in teen comedy history. Whether you rooted for the Toros or the Clovers, this movie's reach is still felt today. There have been 5 sequels and... don't forget, Ariana Grande paid tribute to the movie in her 2019 music video for her song, Thank You Next. Get ready for laughs and letdowns on the season premiere of Kevin Can F*** Himself. The final season of the AMC dark comedy follows Schitt's Creek star Annie Murphy as Allison McRoberts, a wife stuck in an unhappy marriage with her immature and insensitive husband, Kevin. Now, when she's with Kevin in the world of the show, it portrays their relationship through a traditional sitcom format with multiple cameras, recorded laugh tracks, and oversaturated color correcting and lighting. But when Allison is on her own, the show's shot with a single camera with low lights and dull coloring, showing the real struggles she's facing. In the new season, Allison is attempting to leave Worcester after failing to kill Kevin last season. Sounds like she's running into some problems, though.
What the hell are you doing?
You were choking
me! I was not. I was trying to get my phone back.
You had your hands on my neck!
What the hell were you thinking?
Oh, what? Come on. She's trying to play victim here? You tried to kill Kevin. Kevin! You're insane. Everyone has to know. Kevin has to know. He has to.
Well, Allison wants to fake her own death so that Kevin can't find her once she leaves for good. A foolproof plan, right? Well, gotta watch to find out on the season premiere of Kevin Can Fuck Himself tonight at 9 on AMC and streaming on AMC+. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which former bachelorette almost got a second season after she didn't find love the first time around? Jen Scheft, Hannah Brown, or Katie Thurston? That would be Hannah Brown. The season 15 bachelorette who had previously vied for Colton Underwood's heart on The Bachelor sadly did not find love after a tumultuous season and finale. Hannah was offered the chance to come back and be the lead on season 16, but the deal fell through when Hannah reportedly wanted higher pay. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and Kristen Baldwin, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jarrett Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.